The sheriff's office reported a dispute occurred January 29th over snow removal in the Ranch Place neighborhood. A contracted plow driver said he was pushing snow for a property, and an adult male neighbor came out of his house yelling profanities about where the snow was being pushed. The driver said he started to explain what he was doing, but the other man reached inside his pickup and struck him in the chest. The suspect, on the other hand, told officers that the driver had reached out and grabbed him by the neck. The suspect said he fended him off with an open-handed slap. A different kind of squabble broke out in the Redstone Theaters on the night of February 1st. A 62-year-old chemist man said he and his wife were sitting one row down from a group of five juveniles. He asked one of them, a 13-year-old boy, to stop being loud and not to kick his chair. He said the boy ran into his arm and he pulled the youth down on his lap. The older man said he scolded the boy and let him go. There was no injury to the juvenile. Meanwhile, phone scammers are still busy. On January 29th, a Camas resident reported that a caller claiming to be a Lieutenant Freeman with the Summit Sheriff's Office called and said warrants were out for the resident because he had missed jury duty. The complainant's caller ID matched a real number with the sheriff's office. A voicemail instructed him to contact a different number. When deputies called the number, they get a voicemail claiming to be a sheriff's office in charge of warrants. A similar case was reported on February 6th from a resident in Pinebrook, again referring the victim to a Lieutenant Freeman and asking to pay off a warrant with gift cards. Also on February 3rd, an employee at a construction company said he got a message from his boss's email instructing him to buy $2,800 in eBay gift cards. After he did so, the employee contacted his boss and was told he had been scammed. Lieutenant Wright said they haven't seen this scheme as often recently, but it has occurred before. He said in a recent visit to the Fresh Market at Pinebrook, the manager told him another customer came in to buy cards for his employer. And finally, related to Fresh Market, deputies responded to a report there on January 29th that an employee had been caught stealing money from the cash register. The suspect, identified as 24-year-old Frederick Latson of Salt Lake, admitted to stealing over $12,500 over 5 months. He was arrested and has been charged with theft in 3rd District Court. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.